Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What it do?
End the old year with a new you, and Close It will give you the confidence to tackle those 2023 resolutions. Thanks to our new sponsor, True Classic, you'll have everything you need to hit the gym, take it slow, or treat yourself to something nice. Let's get snatched in 2023, and daddies, I'm talking to you. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men look great in their tees, and now you can save big while you do so. For a limited time only, get 25% off with the code K100 at TrueClassic.com. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places that the eyes go to first, which is your body. And have you thought about upgrading your shirts? Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good to certain body types. That's why True Classic's team designed t-shirts to make the fellows of all sizes out there feel confident in their clothing. These tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. There's a desirable look that can be achieved by every single body type. They give you the wide shoulder and tapered bottom look that we're all looking for, and the quality of the t-shirts are elite. From going to the gym to your first date, there's no better look than a fresh tee. I wear t-shirts all the time. And True Classic offers other menswear as well. The True Classic Activewear line makes physical features more flattering, and their fabrics are engineered for high-intensity workouts. I'd pair an active shirt with their fleece or quick-dry shorts or a pair of their comfy joggers. They also just released new button-downs and chinos, which are perfect for a nice night out. And you can never go wrong with their classic comfort collection of ultra-soft tees, briefs, hoodies, and much more. And you know me, I'm a big hoodie guy. They have a pack builder on their site where you can customize the bundle you want and save even more. And for my big fellas out there, they have long options for the tall guys and up to triple XL. Now, True Classic also has a 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. That's great for you. The response to these tees are overwhelmingly positive, with over 200,000 five-star reviews. It's no wonder these t-shirts are quickly becoming men's go-to. So, dad bods, we got you covered. Rip bods, you know it. Your average Joe, that's you. Yes, sir. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code K100. That's 25% off with the code K100 plus free shipping on purchases over $100. New year, new me, and new tees thanks to True Classic at TrueClassic.com.
Bro, these are great. They're comfortable. You know, and like he said, they come in so many different styles. The one that I got, they have polos, they have V-necks, they have long sleeves. They got, you know what a Henley shirt is, D.I.?
Oh, Henley shirt?
Yeah.
No.
Those are the ones that have no collar, and they're kind of round, and they have buttons right here. And they have different colors, very, very comfortable. And, you know, it does a real good job of accentuating your upper body. They're very, very comfortable, you know, and I highly recommend it. So, you know, get your attire on at True Classic Tees. Boom.
Next is from Jared Smith and subject is Sting. Hey guys, hope all is well. With Sting's contract in AEW ending by the end of this year and with rumors of possible retirement, what would be the best way for him to go out? Could you guys see a match between him and Darby Allin? Also, Conan, do you have any stories of being around Sting during the Wolfpack or any other memories? Thanks, always.
You know, I remember when, because the other guys hated to go on the road and they always had an excuse. Lex, Scott, Kevin, they always had excuses for not to be on the road.
Right.
Me and Sting were always on the road. And so we were representing the Wolfpack. And I was actually in the main events on a lot of house shows with him. And we went to Nebraska, of all places. And he gets in the ring and he goes, yeah, I love you, Nebraska. You're my home or some shit like that. And I go, really, dude? You sank that low to say you're from here? And he goes, no, really, I am from here. And so after the show, all his family members were meeting him in the hotel. So I don't know if he grew up in Nebraska, if he was born in Nebraska, or he has family in Nebraska, but he wasn't lying. That,
yeah,
that made me laugh because I thought he was just trying to work Nebraska to get him on the good side.
Next is from Matthew Hansen. The subject is Laparca speaking jive. Any memories regarding when Laparca was speaking jive at WCW? Do you remember this, Conan? Where Ed Ferraro was voicing over and was like, hey, bro.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Like, hey, bro, he was doing that and he started getting good pops.
Yeah.
It was actually a good idea that he couldn't speak English. He was ugly. So he couldn't not wear his mask. So they decided to make it to voice over like a honk. What's the word I want to use here? Like a jive.
Like a brother.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's hysterical. Next is from Carlos Hernandez, and the subject is Royal Rumble winners. Hey, Conan, Disco, and Joe. Hope all is well. Thanks for the cool t-shirt that I received in the mail recently. The last three Royal Rumble winners have been Brock, Edge, and Drew. I don't get too upset, but as a fan, old names winning can be frustrating because I used to see the Rumble match as a chance to shine new people or give a good showing to anyone who needs it. My question is, what is the mindset of guys hoping to get booked well in the match and instead wind up getting eliminated quickly or losing to a guy who draws but doesn't need the win? Conan, have you ever been in a position similar to this where you see a guy where a guy sees a chance to shine? You have to put a veteran over since that's where the money is. Also, I have a confession to make since Alvick isn't letting me keep up the act. I was the one behind the Invisible Handjob account sending questions in. I tried logging in a few days ago to send an email and I guess it violates a code or something. Snowflakes. Anyways, glad you got a pop out of it, and thanks to Don Callis for the name inspiration and to his great-grandfather for inventing the bong, which I will use soon. Have a good day, guys. So the question's for you, Conan. What happens when you have to, like, it looks like the time for the young guy to go over, but you got to use a veteran because he draws.
Oh, that happens in every promotion, every, you know, all the time. It's just part of the business.
Yeah. You know? You should promote for the people. I mean, if the older guys still have fans and they still draw, it's like you got to keep using him in that spot,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you get the last you can out of him because the other guys has his whole career in front of him.
Next is from Edge Grucott, and the subject is K100 Sports. Greetings from across the pond to the crew. Loving the new sports on Sports Talk on Patreon. Have you guys given any consideration to having Patreon members join you at all for a chat? That way I could come on and inform you guys properly on Premier League football. Only one member at a time, as opposed to the roundtable format. This is amusing, not a suggestion. As a side, has anyone checked on Billy after the mighty Arsenal just whooped his beloved United? I'm sure he'll have his excuses lined up for when he comes on, although I do enjoy his segments. Hope to see him when he gets through as my last 2 to 3 haven't for some reason. I think he might have been suspended, Adge. Adge, Association Football Guru from Telford, England. That's something we could do in the future, maybe on the sports segment, is have a fan on with us. Is that possible, Conan? Maybe?
Yes, 1,000%.
All right. Next is from John DiMizio, and subject is Sold Out Body. NGPW Battle in the Valley sells out with only Carrie versus Mercedes Moan announced. So guy just put a press clip here. So I don't know.
He said it wasn't sold out. So
we'll see. Whether a New Japan Pro Wrestling show sells out or not is like, you know.
I think the point is they're trying to say that Body gave bad information. That's what they're saying.
Right. Next is from Niall Foster, and the subject is Why Not? Hi, guys. I'm writing this week to ask you about why you guys think the EC3 never made it big in the wrestling business. I remember seeing him in Impact and thinking, whoa, if WWE gets this guy, he's going to be huge. But then he came into and joined NXT and really did nothing there. Then he got moved up to the main roster and once again did nothing. Then he got fired, and I assumed he was going to join AEW with a push, but instead he went back to Impact for like 3 weeks, then started up that effed up Control Your Narrative company, And now he's really doing nothing of note at all. Why do you guys think this is? Does he have a bad reputation? Is he an asshole backstage like how Bill Boddy is on the air? I don't know. I thought he's in good standing at Impact, isn't he?
I worked with him there. I didn't see him as having being a problem. You know, he's got a good look. He's intelligent. He can cut a good promo.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some guys just maybe rub somebody the wrong way, or he just had bad luck. I mean, because he's got everything else to be a star.
But we don't know. So next is from Anthony Hunt. And the subject is question of Rock versus Roman. K100, greetings crew. It's been reported by Wrestling Observer that Rock won't have time to get in wrestling shape for Mania. My question is, do you push Cody to be the one to beat Roman or make it a triple threat? Lashley versus Cody versus Roman. What do you think? Sucks the Rock won't be there if what Meltzer is reporting is true. Sincerely, Anthony Hunt. First of all, that I saw somebody report that and Meltzer echoed it. And I am absolutely not believing that, bro. There's no the Rock is in great shape to begin with. Right. He doesn't need he doesn't need 3 months to get in shape for one match.
Right.
Like that story is bullshit. Like anybody that has any common sense that's wrestled before that trains, you know.
Well, he probably needs to get into wrestling shape, but he doesn't need 3 months.
Right. That's ridiculous. Yeah, I definitely do not. I'm very dubious of that story. So we'll see. Next is from Lyndon W. And the subject is best city name. Yo, yo, yo. What it do, Conan, JoJo, and wait for it, Da Jabroni Inferno. Hey, Lyndon W. just got a, suspension. I know you guys have been everywhere performing and doing your thing, but what's your favorite name of a city you've been to? By the way, I was at the Kamloops Thunder, and I've seen the worst match in history. Mark Madden versus Mean Gene Street Fight. I still feel bad for Mean Gene. We got in trouble for going to Kamloops because remember we got there Kelowna.
Late.
Yeah, late because the distance looked small on the map, but we didn't realize we'd have to drive through mountains and shit and everything. So
what a
that?
Good memory. Yeah, I do remember
yeah.
that.
Yeah. yeah.
We got fined too. We were the first people to get fined.
Brutal. And it kind of wasn't even really fair. Because it took,
they didn't believe us because I was always late, and you would be late waiting for us. So they were like, "Yeah, okay, what a coincidence! You got lost? Yeah, okay."
Right. So, the best city name? I don't. It's kind of a weird. What's the favorite name of a city you've been to? I don't know. Kamloops. That was funny because me and Ed Ferrari used to like repeat that all the time. Kamloops. Kamloops used to say that to each other for like the month after we worked there.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfer subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Conan, I have a good question for you.
What it do, boom.
Have you been taking your Athletic Greens?
You know it. Love it.
Yeah. Well,
you recommended that to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Because Athletic Greens AG1, I take every day.
He was taking it before they came on board for us to promote them. But go ahead.
Because the thing, you know, I want better gut health. You know, for my digestion, because I'm on a weird diet, like the keto diet. I don't sometimes get enough carbs as I need. So right. I like it for the gut health and gives you sustained energy, you know, immune support. And I hated taking the I had like 9 bottles of vitamins.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah, constantly having to screw the vitamins on and taking like 9 vitamins at a time, or like, you know, 2 times during the day. But you know, with AG1, it's great. You just mix it with water, or you know, you can put in juice too.
Right.
I like to take it because I do intermittent fasting. I like to take it after my workout, so I'll go drink my AG1, and I'll maybe take a protein shake and go eat my meal. And the thing about it, it's you know, it's great for recovery. You know, it empowers the whole, you know, the gut for the whole body. If your gut is in good shape and good health, that affects your whole body. You know, your alertness. You know, everything. And right. athletes love this stuff, and it's so much more than just a powder. It's literally all of your key health products in one, you know, and it's got 75 high-quality ingredients, and so you get the daily nutrients that you need, and it's a micro-habit that delivers macro benefits, and it helps almost everybody take care of their health every single day.
Right.
So if you want, you know, I swear by this stuff, right? Because it's so much simplicity, and it works, right? And it's also just cost less than $3 a day. That's a really good price if you ask me. And if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's Athletic Greens, athleticgreens.com/KONAN. And check it out. Less than $3 a day and a free one-year supply of vitamin E and five free travel packs.
Bro, here's the best part of it, too. We all need, like, we all know that we need vitamins, and this thing is rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, but we also know we need fresh fruits and vegetables. A lot of time it's hard, you know, you got to cut them and you got to go to the store and buy them and hope that they don't go bad. Bro, you save all of that by taking this. This is excellent. We highly recommend it. Disco, as I stated, and Joe was using it before they came on board. You know, we all use it. We all swear by it, and it saves you time. It saves you money. You don't got to, like as Disco said before, you don't got to take a bunch of pills. This has everything you need to keep you in shape, because really that's the MO of our show, wellness, keeping you in shape. Get all your minerals and vitamins at Athletic Greens. Boom.
Next is from Sean Davis, and the subject is Lanny Poffo buries Bam Bam Bigelow.
You know what? A name I like, the Big Apple in Gotham City.
Right. I like that too. Next is from Lanny Poffo buries Bam Bam Bigelow. Hey guys, recently Leaping Lanny Poffo appeared on Rene Dupree's YouTube show called Cafe de Rene. In that episode, he called Bam Bam Bigelow a fat, repulsive piece of excrement who didn't wash his gear and smelled like a combination of ammonia and cat piss. When Lanny said those things, I thought to myself, okay, the guy obviously doesn't like him, which is fine. That's his right. But then Lanny said something which made me question if he really is a genius. That's when he said that Bigelow was the least talented wrestler to ever get a push. I personally don't agree with him and thought Bam Bam was one of the best big men ever in professional wrestling, especially around that time. What are your thoughts on what Lanny had to say? Not only have you seen Bam Bam perform, but also shared a locker room with him, so you would know best. Do you agree or disagree with his assessment of Mr. Bigelow? And that's from Sean. No, I completely disagree. Bam Bam could work for a big man. He was like one of the best working big men ever.
Well, they obviously have heat,
right?
Because I don't remember his gear smelling. Because if it would have smelled, somebody would have said, "Hey, dude, why don't you fuck?" Somebody would have said something, and I don't remember him having that problem. Obviously, right. They had heat. Might have been over a woman, over money, over drugs. Who knows? But let me just say this: I met Lanny for the first time in Canada. That's right. I met him in Canada and I went out to eat with him once and he embarrassed me and he almost got into a fight saying some racist shit. And he's very weird. He's a weird dude.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yes.
Next is from Raider 316 and the subject is Production Cross. K100 crew, watching SmackDown this week, I believe the company has an all-time high in graphics, video, and promo production. A package was played showing key moments in Raw's history leading up to this Monday's anniversary show. Beyond the material itself, the graphics, animation, cinematic elements, et cetera, were exceptional. After this package, Cross cut a pre-produced backstage promo. The quality of production continued with video sequences intertwined with the promo, unique lighting, and a seamless transition from the previous segment to the next. And speaking of this specific promo, question: how could anyone watching that backstage segment with Karrion Kross not consider him a star? That's Derek from West Virginia, from Virginia, bro. Like I've said all along, when I noticed Kross, I was watching his I met him at the FSW, and I started following him on his social media and followed his YouTube channel, and I was watching the videos he was producing himself, and I told Conan on the show, hey, this kid from FSW, this guy's content is as good as anything on TV right now. And I played a couple of the videos for Conan and stuff like that. He looked at him like, and bro, he hired him in AAA. Don Callis hired him in Impact. And it's like because of those skills, the guy's like an actor. He's in the wrong business. He shouldn't be in wrestling. This guy should be in Hollywood. He's got that type of level of acting skill, which is why they feature him in those type of segments. He's excellent at them. So what do you think, Conan? I mean, you're just going to agree, right?
Well, the first thing that jumped out at me was, okay, this guy does his own video. That's a talent in itself, and they're good ones. So he's obviously got a good mind for the business.
Right.
They weren't just highlight videos of, you know, somebody jumping right. around and doing Canadian destroyers.
Right.
So he was doing cool shit like walking, getting out of his car and fucking breaking a fucking cinder block.
Right. You know, which is right.
cool
yeah.
as shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that's different. So I liked that already. Then when I met him, he had a very high wrestling IQ for somebody that had been in the business that little time. And he was very professional. And I could tell this guy's money. You know, one of the problems we had with him was that we didn't really have too many people his size. And there were some jealous guys that didn't want to really put him over, you know, because I tried to do a squash match with him and the company just, the wrestlers
yeah, so
went
can't
nuts.
Do, we
the
can't
company,
do squash yeah, matches, right.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't, as much as we're paying him and flying him in to do a squash match. And that's what I really needed from him. Right. So it was really hard to get him into a storyline, but I knew he was going to be a star, and he is going to be a star. And I think he will go to Hollywood one day, much like Batista and Cena, you know, and The Rock did.
All right. So this email was from a week ago. So Ick5150 has two emails this week, so you're going to get suspended.
I like
the subject is Spring Stampede 99 and What's Up K100 Crew. Question for Conan. Is Disco still a, quote, a straight-up strawberry, unquote?
And thanks. Went, well.
Okay, well, I'm going to suspend Ick5150
right.
for inciting you to call me a strawberry on the show, which I right. think is improper.
All right.
I'm not a straight up strawberry, by the way. Do you think I am?
Wouldn't that well.
Next is from Javier, and the subject is no promoting. Hey, K Dog, Conversation Terrorist, and JoJo. Did anyone see the Kenny versus Ospreay match? First off, I didn't know about this match until YouTube recommended when Kenny promo popped up after one of Will's match. I watched and I thought it was one of the greatest matches of all time. I made my friend who doesn't watch wrestling watch it, and he couldn't believe it. Made my pro WWE anti-AW friends watch it, and they couldn't say a bad thing about it. To me, this is the top three greatest of all time, and why the heck was there zero promoting this? Did you see Kenny and Will's conference prior to the match? That alone was amazing in itself. I just don't understand where the heck was the promotion of this match in the U.S. Thought on the match and my question. Thanks, and that's from E. Javier. Well,
I think the problem in the U.S. is, like, if you're Japanese wrestling or Mexican wrestling, unless you really like that type of wrestling, the mainstream audience really don't give a fuck.
Right.
And that's why it doesn't get no play. Send me that match. I'd like to see it because I like both of their styles.
Yeah. Well, the thing is like this is in, you know, the era of work rate and stuff. I think this right. is like in that echo chamber. Like, this is great work.
But I can already tell they probably did some creative shit, and I want right. to see it.
Yeah. Well, I know our listeners sometimes probably lack confidence in the bedroom. We've all had those nights where we get too nervous when we had too much to drink. But there's nothing worse than not being able to put the stick shift in drive when you need it the most. But have no fear, Rex MD is here, spreading cheer, even when you have a few too many beers.
Perfect.
So Rex MD is FDA approved and the most trusted leader in men's telehealth. They've sponsored this episode to help you always be prepared. Rex MD has made it simple, easy, and cost-effective to help all the men out there last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom. Rex MD makes getting generic and branded Viagra Cialis easy. Everything's online, even the prescription, and they deliver it discreetly to your door. No waiting rooms, no embarrassing trips to the doctor, no insurance, and no co-pays. Take advantage of the best deal they've offered and save up to 90% and only pay $2 per dosage with the exclusive link, rexmd.com/K100. That's rexmd, rexmd.com/K100 for this limited time deal. So RexMD has made this whole process very simple. There's no need to jump through a bunch of hoops to set up an embarrassing doctor's appointment to get your medication where you're telling them, hey, I'm having problems performing. So with just a few clicks of a button, you can talk to a medical professional, create a personalized plan, and get the products discreetly shipped to your door within 2 days. RexMD doesn't just have ED medication. There's other medications that help sexual health, hair growth, pain relief, and sleeping. They're also here to make sure you save big. Viagra costs around $90 a pill. That's ridiculous. But RexMD has generic Viagra. That's just as effective for as low as $2 a pill. And unlike other brands, RexMD is FDA-approved, clinically tested, at a U.S. licensed pharmacy. So you'll be getting FDA-approved ED treatments at a 90% cheaper rate than the doctors. That's 90% cheaper. That's ridiculous savings. It's fast, simple, and cheap. And RexMD has already helped over 300,000 guys gain confidence quickly and conveniently, and they're here to help you.
And let me just say that that is accurate. You know, Viagra and Cialis can be very expensive, even with insurance. So you go to RexMD.com/K100, get them for $2 a pill, and I can tell you from personal experience, they work just as well, just the same.
Yeah, next week we'll also be bringing your wife in here for a testimonial, too.
Absolutely.
Act now to take advantage of the best deal yet by heading to RexMD.com/K100. The exclusive deal will save up to 90% off when you only pay $2 per dosage, and starter packs of generic Viagra Cialis are now available to our listeners to get started at RexMD, that's REXMD.com/K100. Yes, yeah. So give the gift of pleasure this holiday season with RexMD.
Right. Keep it hard. Boom.
Next is from Nick Reed, and the subject is a disco list. My question is for disco in relation to the disco list. If somebody on the list dies, God forbid, that means they can no longer apologize to get themselves from the list. Will you allow them to be removed after they die? Or perhaps if their closest living relative apologizes on their behalf, you'll allow them to be removed. For example, if the Burning Man's closest living relative apologizes on his behalf, will you allow it? No, of course not. And I don't think – why would anybody dying –
Get you off the list. Jackie Johnson didn't get off the list when he died.
Right. You know, yeah. He stayed on the list because once you get on that list, if you don't, and if you die, you can't apologize.
He should have apologized before he died.
Right.
Now, I think disco would be, I don't know, this is up to you. If a closest living relative were apologize, he might take him off the list, but we haven't had that happen yet.
Right. Probably not. Right. Next is from Jeffrey Clancy, and subject is Disco's Time with Stefan Bonner and Phil Baroni. My question is regards to Disco's Time training Stefan Bonner and Phil Baroni. Stefan recently passed away after obvious substance abuse problems, and Phil has been arrested for murdering his girlfriend in Mexico. Did Disco see any of the troubling behavior in these once great MMA fighters? Thank you. Absolutely not. I mean, they were just, you know, with Phil was more of a pain in the ass to train. He was more difficult to train than Bonner was, because Bonner was, like, more open to learn. And Phil kind of thought he picked up stuff way faster than he actually did, and thought he was like, Phil thought he was progressing better than he was, right? He had when Phil was training, he had a higher opinion of his progress in training than I did, right? I still think he was still green. But Bonner was very, like, willing to work harder. Easier to deal with.
He's a very easygoing guy anyway.
Right, absolutely. So none of these problems I saw, you know, they were always just very respectful with me. So, you know. Next is from Roger Alzate, and the subject is Conan Show. What's up, K100 crew? This is Roger from Flushtown, Queens, New York. Glad to hear that you're in better health. I've heard you guys talk about your favorite shows, but have you ever been approached to do a show, series, or doc based on your life? I think you're missing out on a big payday, and your fans are missing out on a good show. The question is meant for Conan. Sorry, Disco, but you'd be a great sidekick, LOL. I'm going to suspend Roger Alzate for that cheap shot there.
All right.
That people would, you know, only anybody would be interested in seeing a Conan show, and not me. So, but that might be true, because you get more Mexican fans that probably be interested in seeing your show than me. What do you think? Say that, anything?
Well, I've had a lot of people offer for me to write a book. I really don't feel like it. And number two, if they were to do like a biopic on me or something like that, it'd probably be under science fiction, because you wouldn't believe all the shit I've seen and done. Sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, I'm lucky to even be here. But yeah, maybe one day.
This is an interesting email coming up from Mark Gertson. Subject is Meltzer. Hey, guys, hope all is well. The recent Meltzer controversy got me thinking. I really thought I had an insightful question about his early newsletter years. I got 3/4 through typing the email, and then all of a sudden I heard an inner DI explaining why my idea was stupid. I just want to thank Disco for keeping me from looking like a moron. Thanks. That's Mark from deep in the Stampede territory. Do you understand what this email just said, Conan?
Yeah. But
he was writing an email about Meltzer, right, and then he realized that I was going to bury it and just decided not to send the email.
Right, smart guy.
Yeah.
But what's the recent Meltzer controversy?
I'm not sure. It might be the thing about the Rock, but he had a –
No, there was something. He got something wrong.
He got catfished, basically.
Right. He said that'll never happen again. Can somebody write us a very condensed version of what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. I know what happened.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
He had a guy, like, for example, okay, well, let's say, for instance, okay, Okada,
right,
okay, is messaging you on Twitter, right, on your DMs on Twitter, and you're repeating, he's telling you some stuff and you're repeating it on the show.
Right.
But it wasn't Okada.
Okay.
It was a guy pretending to be Okada. That's what happened with Dave. He had a guy telling, like, saying this, he was a Japanese wrestler guy that he was getting information from, but it wasn't really the guy. It was just like a guy pretending to be the guy.
Okay.
So yeah, so that's it. He got duped by you know, which can happen if, you know, when you're in a hurry, or you don't even really know these people. You know, which is why. So, you know, next is from John Byrne. The subject is best podcast ever. Dear Superior One, the man who's the most handsome and the most intelligent, Conan and Disco. I have a question for all three of you. First to Disco. I'm a big fan of your work, and like you, I'm a far right. I'm a far right extremist. Also, I love your ring name. Did you have any other ideas that almost made the cut, such as Disco Fever, Mr. Saturday Night, etc.? Conan, how did you come up with your ring name and the non-traditional spelling? And Joe, I have several YouTube videos, my own YouTube channel, nearly 600 views, over 3 subscribers. So my question is, am I overqualified to have my own show on the Creative Control Network? I'll answer that, and yes, you are. Final question for the group, an obsessive compulsion to buy and sell items on eBay. Does that mean I'm a hashtag addicted to the trade? Oh, my God. I suggest you both kazoo and suspend me, but since you don't take suggestions, what you do? I'm going to – I am suspending you.
Yeah.
I am suspending
you. Write that down when you edit the show.
Yeah, John Burns suspend. I'm going to text Joe. Let me text Joe right now.
And the other guy that took the side shot at you.
Ick150. Erica, I'll figure it out. I'll send Joe these. John Burns suspended. All right. No, the Disco Inferno was the only name that was I wouldn't think of any other name. Next is from James Musgrove, and the subject is non-wrestling celebrities. Got an easy one here. Disco and Conan, have you guys ever had any celebrity interactions with people you define as assholes that weren't in the wrestling business? Hear a lot of stories about celebrity guests at WWE tapings treating the product and the talent as beneath them. Did you guys ever see that in WCW, TNA, and AAA? Disco, any shithead celebrities come into Sapphire that you could name? Any famous ever get kicked out? Bonus. Joe, you'll give a BS babyface no, but seriously, any wrestlers you met that you thought were assholes? This is from Jimmy Musgrove. Who was the kid that Gary Coleman was a jerk? Remember him?
Yeah.
He was a pain in the ass backstage. Yeah.
And he was in like a celebrity. He was a baseball player. And unless you follow baseball, you won't know who he is, but Disco will. I thought when he went to Impact, AJ Pruszynski was a tremendous dick.
But he was a good dick on camera, wasn't he?
No, but he was a good dick in real life too.
Was he really?
Yeah.
How come? So he was a jerk?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, because he was because you were a Yankee fan, right?
No. It had nothing to do with that. Just he was a dick. He was a dick. He was very aloof. He acted like you wrestling was beneath him. Like what he was. I was like, bro, you know, if you don't like being here, don't be here. You know, and just making smart ass comments that were out of line.
The next one's from Super Reggae Man. The subject is stuff and things. Hey guys, Daywood listener and Juicy Frankie Seal recipient here. The show is clicking on all cylinders lately. Larry Dallas was a good get. He was great on Busted Open. His world's better than Klein Rock. Who? He also has a big sports and gambling guy. So tag him on the K100 Sports. I do miss the weekly Disco list, but Glenn has now elevated it to Brock Lesnar's special attraction status. Appointment listening. Last week there was some confusion about Mark Madden's claim of 160 IQ. I believe it's more likely his parents told him as a kid that his IQ was 116, and his malignant narcissism caused him to hear 160 instead, and he's been touting misinformation ever since. Lastly, is there any way the AEW would swerve Scott to go full Yi with his new character and henchmen who look like white nationalists? Thermonuclear heat, keep on keeping it, SRM. That's not a bad idea. The swerve guy should bring on that Nick Fuentes and Milo, along with the two skinhead guys. Do you think that'd
what swerve
like,
guy?
Swerve Strickland.
Oh,
because he got the two white supremacist looking guys. You know, the guy we still don't know his name.
And none of them have any experience. Have no names. Just a fuck show. Yeah.
Right. Boy, Kanye West kind of did he got canceled, huh?
Yep.
I mean, I haven't heard a thing from him lately, right?
No.
Yeah. Next is from Ruben Barrera, and the subject is new Patreon member, first email. Okay, Ruben, we're going to be nice to you. Hey, K100 crew, longtime YouTube clip listener, first time tremendous Patreon member. Sorry, Hughie. Just want to say I love your show, not only because y'all let fans peek behind the curtain, but because y'all really do keep it 100. Everyone nowadays is so scared to lose their jobs or careers to being canceled that they never say anything remotely interesting or worthwhile. But not y'all. You guys really are bulletproof. Not hating, just stating. My question is for Conan. What was it like being a culture icon? Who are some famous ladies that you can talk about? I know it's hard for mere mortals like myself to get older and not have some of the same selections at will But I can only imagine for someone at y'all's level. Disco, you can answer too, LOL. And Joe, don't forget to take notes, LOL. Much love and respect from Cancel Ruben. Oh, there's a guy that wanted to cancel Ruben. Remember we canceled. Oh, I saw Ruben at the Monday Night Football, him and Harry Ruiz last week. Yeah, and I told him that he got canceled. He said he left. Because somebody recommended he get canceled, so we honored the request and we canceled you.
It's tremendous.
Who are some famous ladies you could talk about?
I can't really talk about nobody because they're married and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry about that one.
Yeah, next is from Brock Miles, and the subject is Mills Lane. Hello, Conan. I hope your health is improving. Thanks for sharing updates with the audience. And Disco, I hope your health is okay too. I haven't seen you post on Instagram in a long time, because I got hacked. All the pictures of show releases, you seem to be in bed. Last month, legendary boxing referee Mills Lane died. He was the ref that stopped Tyson Holyfield due to Tyson bite in the ear. 2 years later, WC booked Mills to referee a boxing match between Piper and Bagwell. Buff won the match after Judy Bagwell interfered, biting Piper's ear. You guys both worked at pay-per-view. Do you remember meeting Mills Lane? And what do you think about worked boxing matches in wrestling? I completely forgot this. I have to go check this out. Did they do a spot where Judy Bagwell bit Piper's ear?
Can you send us this video, Brock Miles?
I'm going to try. I'll find it. All right. Next is from Hank Beanie. This is the last one. Subject is paper napkin. Hey guys, Disco's good friend and partner Vince Russo recently went in on Kevin Owens' work. Bro, what is Kevin Owens with these weak punches? He's supposed to be a bad, you know what? He starts every freaking brawl with these rabbit punches, bro, that literally wouldn't break through a paper napkin. Bro, either know how to throw a punch or don't throw a punch, and that's from Vince Russo on Sports Kita. What do you think of Kevin Owens' work in brawls? Do you think he's been holding back after injuring Roman? Thank you. I'll admit, I think Vince is right. Kevin's punches, for some reason, haven't looked as good as they used to. It's kind of weird. I thought that too when I was watching that. That the punches didn't like the brawling. The brawling is usually good on that show. The brawling hasn't been as up to par lately. The past few weeks on that show, which is weird. So I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little too critical. What do you think?
I can't comment because I haven't really noticed, but I will take a closer look.
Yeah, check it out. Owen's punches didn't really look that good. Yeah. So all right, but that's been the mailbag. Conan, guess what?
What it do?
'Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet.
Nice.
Joe, don't interrupt. Hang on. Conan, guess what?
What up?
'Tis the season for overindulging and cheating on your diet. Don't let the holidays ruin all your hard-earned progress with your diet and training. Get prepared to crush it in 2023 with, guess what? Legacy Sports Nutrition.
Boom.
Now, you've heard us talk about them before, but now more K100 listeners than ever have experienced the results for themselves from professional-grade supplements available at LegacySups.com. Shed those excess holiday pounds and have the energy needed to endure your family with their best-selling fat burner, X-Lean 5, which, Joe, you're currently using, right?
Yeah, I take my X-Lean 5 every morning. I'm energized all day long. I've been feeling a lot better. I feel a lot sharper. And then later on in the day is when I take the Recovery PM to get some really, really good sleep at night. And I'm deep sleeping. I'm getting plenty. And you get your deep dreams that you remember and all that. It's really that's a good show that you're sleeping well. So, but the X-Lean 5, man, I can't recommend it enough if you're looking for more energy during the day. And I've dropped some pounds as well, so.
Well, if that sounds good, you know, I don't do carbs, but you might want to try Carb Defender, specifically designed to take before you're about to pick out on carbs. I know a lot of people like to pick out on carbs, like pizza and stuff, but it limits the negative effect of carbs in your waistline. And of course, there's always their top-selling Test X9 Testosterone Booster and the Sleep Aid getting rave reviews worldwide, the Recover PM. That's my favorite product. And while stocks last, orders over $75 will receive a free supplement organizer with 7 individual cases divided into morning, noon, and night. All in one handy case, you can stay on top of your subs and make those gains, brother. That sounds like a great product, because I got tons of pills, you know, that I take. And as always, show your love for K100. Get 10% off your entire order by entering code K100, that's K100, at checkout at LegacySups.com. That's LegacySups.com.
Yo, check it out. You know, you got all these different supplements for energy, for, you know, for sleeping, for just about anything you can think of. You know, we're very big on wellness here. Check it out. Legacy Subs, endorsed and made by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James.